Honey, you'll never believe what happened to me today.
Welcome to Andres Off the Record, and in this episode, I'm finally going to delve straight into the politics of things, because I need to talk politics. I am going nuts over the politics. I got to weigh in on this Jeffrey Epstein thing, so that's why this episode is going to be short, because I need to talk about this Jeffrey Epstein thing. If you're not familiar with Jeffrey Epstein by now, you're living under a rock. Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile, he's dead now, at least that's what the reports tell us, we haven't seen the body. So he is dead of an apparent suicide in a maximum federal security prison.
Jeffrey Epstein was one of the most high-profile inmates in the federal system at the time.
We will get to the bottom of what happened, and there will be accountability.
The Attorney General taking action today, reassigning the warden from the jail where Epstein was held to a different federal facility and putting two guards on administrative leave. Epstein died while in federal custody Saturday morning.
I was appalled, and indeed the whole department was, and frankly, angry.
A law enforcement official says federal investigators are looking into how well people were doing their jobs, adding, some were doing it better than others. According to an administration official familiar with the facts, the 66-year-old had not been checked on for a number of hours, a violation of protocol, which requires checks roughly every half hour. Epstein was also alone in his cell the night before he apparently took his own life, a violation of prison rules. His cellmate was released and not replaced earlier in the day, according to a person familiar with the case. All of this happening 3 weeks after Epstein was found injured in his cell, a suspected failed suicide attempt, according to multiple law enforcement sources.
He was a human sex trafficker of underage girls, connected to very powerful people. And the media love to point out that, Trump. Yes, Trump was involved here. He wasn't, but because there's a picture of Donald Trump talking about with Jeffrey Epstein and talking about Jeffrey Epstein, they point to those things. The thing is, in that same picture is also Bill Clinton. So it's not like something that was out of the ordinary, but it's that who do you know? The thing is, we lend more credibility to Bill Clinton's 27 plus trips on Jeffrey Epstein's private plane to Jeffrey Epstein's private island where Jeffrey Epstein had a private sex dungeon. That's where people make connections about Bill Clinton. And some people believe that the Clintons might have been the ones that whacked Jeffrey Epstein in the max federal security prison. I don't think it was them. Have they killed people? Yeah, of course. Have there been any proof? Yeah, there's proof. They just did a great job covering it up. But anyway, I'm not talking about the past here. I'm talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was connected to more than just Bill Clinton and Trump. He was connected to royalty as well, princes from across the ocean. He was connected to very powerful Democrats in the United States, not just Bill Clinton, but also former governors and senators. And he was connected to tech giants. How he ended up sitting down with any of these is anyone's question, especially like Bill Gates. How did Bill Gates get involved with Jeffrey Epstein to talk about supposed philanthropy? This was after Jeffrey Epstein's first arrest for some sex charges that he was basically slapped on the hand for. The thing is, Jeffrey Epstein, the whole thing, he's an enigma. An enigma in that, how the heck did this guy make any money? How did he become so rich and powerful? Nobody, as of right now, can explain how he got his wealth. I mean, really, has anybody ever heard of Jeffrey Epstein? What has he done? Which company did he run? Where's he stakeholder in? It's such a bizarre story. It's so whacked, literally. Like, how did he get his wealth? How did he get all those connections? How did he become so rich and powerful? When he was arrested, everybody was saying, you got to keep 24/7 eyewitness protection on this guy in federal prison because someone's going to kill him. Because they're going to make it like a suicide. That's the first thing everybody said. It'll be lucky if this guy got to see the end of summer. He never got to see the end of summer. He was found semi-unconscious. That's the way it was expressed in the news. Semi-unconscious of attempted suicide. You cannot self-asphyxiate with your hands to death. Okay, Someone must have had his hands around someone else's hands around Jeffrey Epstein's hands, and he couldn't finish the job. Jeffrey Epstein told his family and friends that, like, someone tried to whack me in prison. Jeffrey Epstein was moved to a suicide watch. He was placed with a different burly inmate to keep watch over this guy, basically. So here's the crazy part. The night in question of the incident, the inmate that's with Jeffrey Epstein is relocated. And this is after Jeffrey Epstein's taken off suicide watch. He's supposed to be on a 24/7 video surveillance. Or there's supposed to be cameras around, at least. Not so much 24 hours, 24/7 video surveillance. But he's supposed to be in round-the-clock checkups every 30 minutes. There's a three-hour gap he's left alone. So the time he's found dead. Supposedly. Suicide. Or suicided. And how convenient that the logs that were placed are faked, that the cameras that were monitoring his cell were off or malfunctioned, and now there's claims that someone heard screamings coming from Jeffrey Epstein's cell. There seriously is a lot to this story that's just so odd, and I don't think we're going to hear the end of it. So will we be able to see proof? I highly doubt it. Was he whacked? I have every reason to believe he was whacked because of all the dirt that this guy had on a lot of powerful people. What does this mean for those powerful people? Are they absolved? Not necessarily, because of all the information he already handed over the day before he was killed. I say killed because that's what I believe, he was killed. It's hard to say. You know, this is really crazy. It's been one of the most mind-boggling things that have happened, because there's so much negligence that happened that leads credibility to all the conspiracy theories about him getting whacked. Hopefully we'll see what turns up out of all this, but until then, I don't think the truth is ever going to come out. I needed to get this off my chest, so that does it for this episode of Andres Off the Record regarding the Jeffrey Epstein murder, suicided conspiracy. I'll see you guys in the next one.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.